Welcome to the Generations Radio Broadcast. This is Kevin Swanson. I'm Executive Director for Christian Home Educators out here in Colorado, but also a pastor and a father of five, broadcasting from my basement out here in eastern Colorado, a safe distance from the demise of Western civilization. How did we get here? I get this question now and then. Dave also in studio with me, another dad. And that's what qualifies us for being here. A couple of dads, a little bit of concern at the demise of faith, family, and freedom in the 21st century, and trying to find the light switch on the wall. It's got to be around here somewhere. And we are going to the Word of God and trying to apply the Word of God to every area of life. And, you know, we get the letters down then to the program saying, who are you guys? Where did you guys come from? Who are you? I mean, Kevin and Dave. Okay, that's all we know. Who are you guys? I mean, you know, are you from some particular denominational background? Well, number one, we're homeschooling dads. And our lives have changed dramatically over the last 15 years. I can speak for myself, Dave. I mean, dramatically. I was trying to change the world back in 1994. Okay, I ran for governor of the state of Colorado. You remember that. And I got 40,000 votes. I lost. Still recovering from that, but but you know, Dave, I was writing the books, Second Mayflower, a lot of things, and I came to the conclusion that a significant part of my life on planet Earth was really turning my hearts to my children, and my children turning their hearts to me. And I became convicted that I had just not been the father that I should have been. And so God really laid that on my heart, that I should establish better relationships with my own family, with my own children, and disciple my children for God. And so we started doing family worship on a regular basis in the mid-1990s. And I took my son under my wing about 6 or 7 years ago. And I'm learning what it is to be a disciple. I'm learning what it is to be a father. And Dave, I think a lot of us are changing the way that we live because of what we have learned.
Well, you said, first off, we're homeschool dads. And, okay, maybe that's first, but I think that's second. First off is that we are Christians. We are completely sold out to Jesus Christ. Well, because he bought us with everything that he had. So we owe him everything we are. So that's first. And in that regard, we're trying to build his kingdom. And one of the ways that I have been convicted is that I need to have a family that loves him, that loves Jesus as well. So my first concern is that I love the Lord. And the second is that my children and my family love the Lord and walk in his ways. So that's been the area of focus of my life pretty much. Especially as we went into homeschooling, I realized that getting my children to love the Lord, getting my wife to love the Lord all the day long, was an incredibly huge task.
And Dave, I think that maybe love is the key word here. I don't think I was loving my wife. I think I was loving myself, and I would think I was interested more in power and money and fame in the early 1990s than I was in loving my wife as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. And I wasn't loving my children very much either. I had very little love for my children. I had very little love for the brothers and sisters in Christ in the church. And not to say that I'm perfect today at all, but I just think I got a vision for loving others. And love really manifests itself in certain things. If you love your children, you will feed the lambs. That's what Jesus said. And so, you know, a lot of people say, I love my children, except that I don't really like them. I don't like to be with them. I don't really love them enough to tell them about Jesus every day. I don't love them enough to do this. So in the end, you know, love sort of dies the death of 1,000 qualifications. And I think that that love is something that we're learning. And we're learning it by reestablishing relationships. And we're talking about more of a relational world where we have the opportunity to express love, joy, peace, and long-suffering. That happens when you actually hang out together, when you participate in things together, when you eat together, when you sit in the same room together, when you aren't programmed to death and segregated to death into programs, when you have opportunities to engage in relationships, then you're going to have the opportunity for conflict and then the opportunity, of course, to express love and forgiveness and tenderheartedness. And this is, I think, what we're trying to call back to the modern lost and lonely world.
Kevin, early on, I remember when I was first a father, I thought discipleship was important, but I thought it was sort of like checking the oil on my car. It was something that you made sure was done and you checked it off. And every once in a while you might put in some new oil and check the dipstick. But it wasn't every day all the time. It was relegated to a minor part of life. And as I got older, and especially as I got homeschooling, I realized that discipling my children took almost every waking moment of my attention. It was when I rose up, it was when I lied down, and it was when I walked along the road. Basically, everything in between. It takes an incredible amount of time to disciple a young man. I'm learning how much time it really takes. And even the time that I'm away is time that's invested into that relationship.
And are we responding to the disintegration and the dysfunctionality of the modern world? Yes, we are. That's what we're doing. We are radically responding to the massive delegation, to the massive programs and institutionalization of the modern world that has really disintegrated the family and the church and relationships in the modern world. Yes, we're reacting to what has happened around us. Now, I come from a Baptist denominational background, and Dave, you come from a Lutheran background, and what we're finding in this modern day Reformation of thought and life is that God is working in all sorts of denominations and bringing folks together. Now, we happen to be in a Presbyterian church right now, but I'm not saying that there's any perfect denomination out there. Dave, I think the churches are in turmoil at this point, and we talk about family. Does the church need to change? Yes. And typically, when we start talking about family, in about an hour or two or 3 hours through the discussions, I have men coming up to me and said, okay, so now what about the church? And I said, yeah, what about the church? The church is dysfunctional. The church has a lack of unity. The church is constantly splitting. The church has a problem with love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. The church has a problem with powerful preaching, applicable preaching, relevant preaching. A lot of times we get these irrelevant seminary lectures, just that kind of picking fleas out of people's hair while the dragons are burning down the villages. And you know, we got a lot of shallow stuff out there, too. A lot of shallow messages that aren't doing anything for the people of God. They're not really applying themselves to the sins of the day and bringing God's word to bear in a relevant sense. And the word of God is not really impacting people because it's not really being preached enough. So, Dave, a lot of reasons why the church is dysfunctional. And I don't think we ought to be neglecting the church. At the same time, we're working on the family. I think we ought to be working on the church, too. And we don't want to neglect the civil magistrate either.
No, we don't want to neglect any of the jurisdictions that God has laid out for men to rule and build his kingdom in. The family is every man who has a family. That's his first jurisdiction. That's his primary place of discipleship. The church is extraordinarily important. The church is Christ's bride. It is the church that Christ died for. Yes, the local organized church is extraordinarily important. It is the leaders of the church that you're to submit to. It's the leaders of the church who have to make an account for you. This is how important it is in God's estimation. And, you know, the gates of hell aren't going to prevail against the church, and neither are those who would be radically independent of such a body. Now, every church is filled with sinners. Now, that's the good news. They'll let you in. The bad news is it's filled with sinners. And so there's room for one more kind of attitude. So you're never going to find the perfect church because the leaders aren't perfect and the members aren't perfect and you're not perfect. So you fit right in.
Yeah. And ideally what you want is a church that is repenting. Every church, every true church ought to be a repentant church. And that's one of the reasons why I would like to see more repentance community churches and repentance Baptist churches out there instead of all the other churches that we see. Anyway, folks, what are we doing here? I think we are a couple of dads in studio that are reacting to what we're seeing in front of us, the dissolution of faith, family, and freedoms in the 21st century. We're losing our freedoms. The family is almost completely come apart. Yeah. Faith is coming apart as well, at least in England, Europe, and America, because I think we have watered down the truth of God's word. We're not applying it to the relevant issues of the day. And we're not certainly preaching the Reformation doctrines and the doctrines that apply God's law to every area of life. And this has terribly affected the Church of Jesus Christ here in America.
And there's one more important thing about who we are, Kevin, and that is we are our Father's sons. Both you and I have a legacy of Christianity and godly fathers. Now, my father is in glory right now, but both of us have been raised for this purpose.
And I continue to carry on my father's legacy. My father is one of the chief researchers for this radio program. I get six or seven emails a day from him, and I think I'm carrying on the sorts of things that my father started 30, 40 years ago on the mission field in Japan when he was talking about the centrality of God in epistemology, metaphysics, and ethics. I mean, my dad really believed that God is sovereign over everything that happens in reality. God is sovereign over truth. God is the source of truth. God is the source of ethics. He wrote a book called The Law of God in Japanese. Many years ago, and I effectively am carrying on my father's heritage after all these years. But folks, we've come and we found this problem where we have this man-centered worldview, this man-centered way of looking at reality, truth, and ethics. We see a radical disintegration of the family, and of course, the growth of Marxism in the way that people live today. That's just how people live. They live like Marxists. They don't live like biblical Christians. There's also the Industrial Revolution, the Rousseauian model that's produced the loneliest time in probably all of human history. And the dissolution of fatherhood is a major issue for us, probably the most important root social problem of the day. And again, this is not the root epistemological problem. We have other issues in epistemology and theology. But in terms of the social problem that is unraveling churches and families and has done immeasurable harm to America and the West, it is the dissolution of fatherhood. And we are going after this with everything that we've got. Because if we're in an age where 40% of kids are born without fathers, up from 6% in 1960, the problem is seven times worse than it was 40 years ago. And we are addressing these major problems, these extremely major issues on this radio program by bringing truth and relationships back to a lost and lonely world. In just a moment, I'm going to talk about how the faith is dying and how we can do something about it. Two out of three young people leaving the church. Why? Sunday school. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay with me. Folks, with this radio program, we're bringing relationships and truth back to a lost and lonely world. That's why we advocate homeschooling, mentorship, family-based economics, and a biblical worldview, all as part of our homeschool ministry based in Colorado. For homeschooling seminars, curriculum, and encouragement, visit our website at chec.org. That's check.org on the web. For apprenticeship, mentorship, and entrepreneurship training for your children and your family, you need to hook up with our AME program at ameprogram.com. That's ameprogram.com. You know, the Generations Radio Program is a ministry of generations with vision, where we work hard to cast a vision for the next generation through each and every radio broadcast. Tune in online at generationsradio.org for the daily show, the blog, and the online store. That's generationsradio.org. Welcome back to the Generations Radio broadcast. This is Kevin Swanson. Dave Buhner also in studio with me. Just a couple of dads engaged in relevant conversations concerning the future of this nation, the future of our families, of our churches. Yeah, we're a little concerned about what's going on. And here is an interesting article from WorldNet Daily, Dave, about how two out of three young people are leaving the church. They quote Ken Ham and refer to his new book, Already Gone, Why Your Kids Will Quit Church and What You Can Do to Stop It. Apparently, there's a new survey out done by Beamer, a former senior research and analyst for the Heritage Foundation, founder in 1979 of the American Research Group, included 20,000 phone calls and detailed surveys of 1,000 20 to 29-year-olds who used to attend evangelical churches on a regular basis. And the survey found, much to Ken Ham's surprise, that a Sunday school syndrome indicating children who faithfully attend Bible classes in their church over the years actually are more likely to question the authority of Scripture. He says, this is a brutal wake-up call for the church showing how our programs and our approaches in Christian education are failing dismally. That's Ken Ham. And also among the survey findings, regular participants in Sunday school are more likely to leave the church, believe the Bible is less true, defend the legality of abortion, the same-sex marriage, and defend premarital sex. That according to this survey done by the American Research Group. Well, ladies and gentlemen, We're failing. What else can we say? We said this before, though. I mean, we talked about 80% of Christian kids leaving the church. I think that was the Southern Baptist results that they have been tracking. And, you know, I mean, Dave, this is why, I think this is fundamentally why I have reacted as much as I have over the last 10 years. If something isn't working, and in my past, I have seen, 60, 70, 80% of kids attending fairly conservative type of churches walking away, or at least flaking out to some extent or another. And Dave, this flake out factor is just horrible for me. I mean, what 3, 4 out of your 5 children do you want walking away from the faith or flaking out in the next generation? That we're in a wholesale apostasy right now in America. And unless parents do something radically different in terms of family, in terms of church, in terms of the way that they do things, Dave, we're not going to be changing these results. I think it'll only be worse in the next generation.
I think the first thing we have to say is the results are unacceptable. We simply cannot accept them. We will not continue doing what we're doing and expect the same result and say, well, everything's fine and good. No, it's not good.
And as if you're a father who loves your children, put that caveat in. And I know that George Barna came out recently and found that 1 out of 3 American born-again parents consider the salvation of their children an important parental emphasis. There's only 1 out of 3 care about the salvation of their children, willing to disciple. Only 1 out of 20 have ever done family worship, or actually done Deuteronomy 6:7, where they teach, you know, the word of God to your children as you sit in your house, as you walk by the way, as you rise up, as you lie down. Parents just don't do that, okay? They send their kids off to Sunday school. I think it's a delegation problem. It's still a delegation problem here. Now, again, we're not saying that Sunday schools are inherently sinful or wrong. But here's what's happened in America. People have this impression. You dump your kids off into Sunday school. You dump them off into day school, Christian school. And the heart of the parent turning their child is worthless. The heart of a parent loving a child and tenderly taking the hand of that child and saying, let me show you Jesus, is worthless. I think that's the way churches think. They don't think that that parent-child relationship is important, or that parent-child discipleship is important. I don't think they do. I really think when it really comes down to it, they say, no, the church is important. Us making billions and billions of dollars and pouring billions and billions of dollars into Sunday school materials, and us being the big institution that's going to go out and do programs, programs, and programs, that's all that matters, because we're all that matters. Dave, it's a jurisdiction problem. It is a jurisdiction problem here. Now, again, we're not saying the church doesn't have a role here. It's just they've displaced in the minds of millions and millions of parents their own obligations and responsibilities that God has put upon them. And God has looked at fathers. The fathers, you bring your children up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. If there's a problem in the child-raising department of those homes, you know who God's going to call up to the front office. It's not going to be the pastor or the Sunday school administrator or the Sunday school teachers or the day school teachers. It's going to be Dad. Those fathers are going to be called up to front office of the CEO of the universe, and God is going to say, fathers, I told you that you were responsible and culpable for the education, for the proper nurture in Christ. And you're just not delivering. You come back and say, I delegated all that away. Well, God's going to say, okay, you did a little delegation. Well, you're still accountable. You're still responsible, and I'm holding you responsible for it. Dave, I think in the minds of many, many dads and moms out there, they don't think they're responsible for bringing their children up the nurture and the admonition of the Lord, and responsible for that nurture such that their children will be on the way to heaven. So they will be in heaven someday. God says, you're the guy. You're it. Now, of course, he's sovereign over all these things, but he's also holding these fathers responsible. And that's what we're emphasizing right now, the responsibility of fathers to bring those kids up rightly.
I think there's two real problems here. One is the majority of the Sunday school material that's published, and I don't care if it's Dave C. Cook or what your denomination publishes, tends to be entertainment-based. It wants to entertain the children, hold their attention. It used to be felt boards and puppets, and it tends to be a dumbed-down, entertainment-based method of teaching. Now, I think there's something pedagogically wrong with that way. But there's something else, and that's the heart of man. We know it's desperately wicked, but when somebody else is going to contribute to something you know you should do, or going to take care of something you know you should do, you assume that it's taken care of. Now, let me use an illustration. if the federal government says, I'm going to take care of your elderly parent via Social Security, once that was in place, we stopped seeing as a nation grandparents living with their children and their grandchildren. Why? What happened? Well, what happened is the government said, we'll take care of them. You don't have to. And so we stopped. Could we? Yes. But we stopped doing it. When this church said, we'll disciple your children, dads stopped. Did they have to? No.
But that's what tends to happen. That's just the way things work. Unless the church gets in the face and says, no, you, dad, you are obligated. It's your responsibility. We're going to hold you accountable and responsible for this. Dave, you know, I had Barna Institute call me up a couple of years ago after we started our little fellowship down in Castle Rock, Colorado. And they were concerned about this 80% leak rate. And so Barna Institute began asking me the questions. They said, okay, I heard we just started a church down there in Castle Rock. What are you doing about this problem? We got 80% of Christian kids walking away from the faith. So what are you doing about it? They went down through a list. I remember the guy just literally went down through the list. Sunday schools. You guys Sunday schools? I says, no. We haven't started any Sunday schools here. He says, you guys got a youth group? I says, no, we don't have a youth group. Well, you got a youth pastor. You hire some? No, we didn't hire any youth pastor. He says, you got any youth camps? No, we don't sponsor any youth camps as a church. Do you got any VBS, Vacation Bibles? No, we don't do any of that. What's wrong with you people? Don't you have any children? Children? We got children all over the place. We've got 180 kids running around this place. Every time I run around, I'm running into these kids. And he says, well, what are you doing? What's wrong? Don't you care? I says, yes, I care. Of course I care. That's why we're doing this church. And I went into the Word of God, looked up the word children, and I found Ephesians 6:4. Yeah, God has a program for children. And Paul summarized in four verses in Ephesians. He looks at dads and says, hey, fathers, bring your children up and nurture and admonition of the Lord. He said, hey, you kids, listen to this guy. Honor this guy. Obey this guy. That's it. That's what we do. He says, wow, that sounds great. Where'd you get that? I says, the Bible. Says, does it work? He says, well, yeah, by God's grace, we are actually seeing the blessing of God, something I haven't seen all my life, in the lives of all many, many of these children. I haven't seen teenage rebellion. We don't see teenage rebellion. Now, maybe a little tiny instances of it here and there, but it's nothing like I have seen in the 30 to 40 years that I have wandered around evangelical churches in America. I just don't see it. I don't see the kind of teenage rebellion that people talk about. It's not the norm. When you have fathers engaged and discipleship happening in those homes, you're not going to see teenage rebellion as a rule. I think it's a just different approach.
It is a different approach. You'll know it's a different approach before you even meet with us, because our mascot, the church mascot, if we were to have one, it would be the 15-passenger van.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's some people, like my family, only have five children who can fit in the minivan, but by and large, there's several that have to come in the big minivans, and it looks sort of like a hotel parking lot with all the vans there. But what happens is that we insist that fathers disciple their children and do family worship. Now, it's a joy to them to do that. What also happens is that when you get a culture going that way, when some child wants to rebel, the whole culture tries to pull them back.
That's right.
Not just the dad, not just the Sunday school teacher. Everybody tries to pull them back.
Got the tide going in the right direction now as a tide. And if you can do that within a community, then you're going to have, I think, a little more functionality within the raising of your Christian children, the Christian home, and the Christian church. Well, ladies and gentlemen, a lot of this began for us. A lot of the vision that we were getting came when we began to attend the Czech Conference. I want to talk about the Czech Conference because it's happening tomorrow, and it will be held at the Denver Merchandise Mart on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. But, you know, a lot of people take that plunge when they walk into that Czech Conference. They walk into a community of people that are talking this way. And a lot of the spiritual growth that we've seen in our family in the last 15 years or so, Dave, the sanctification of my own life as a father is by hanging around fathers and listening to fathers at the Czech Conference. We've been profoundly influenced by the Czech Conference. I think you could probably say the same thing yourself.
Oh, absolutely. You know, every Sunday I hear the Word of God preached, and that's a regular cup of water. It sustains me, and it feeds me. But every year at the Czech Conference, it's like I get doused in a gallon of water. as godly men from all around the country bring the Word of God in a new and different way with a particular application. It recharges my wife's batteries, which is just an incredible difference in the home when my wife is encouraged and she's seeing that same vision and we're walking together. This year, my son gets to attend and pick out, well, some homework for himself. He's pretty excited about attending, though.
And ladies and gentlemen, let me just say that I think a lot of the vision we're talking about in this radio program began for us in the Czech Conference in Denver at the Denver Merchandise Mart, taking place on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of this week. You do not want to miss this conference. If you listen to this radio program, you're going to want to be there. So let me encourage you to drop by the Denver Merchandise Mart on Thursday, Friday, or Saturday for some excellent speakers. I mean, we've got Bill Jack there. We've got Little Bear Wheeler, a man of tremendous vision. We've got James and Stacy McDonald coming down. Myself, I will be there. Just a lot of very, very good speakers coming to this conference. And we're talking about hundreds of workshops, hundreds of vendors. The vendor hall goes, as far as I can see, it's the Walmart of family resources, of Christian family resources, and, of course, homeschool curriculum. So be sure to take in the Christian Home Educators of Colorado Conference at the Denver Merchandise Mart taking place this week, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Join the thousands of parents. We're expecting about 4,000 moms and dads to be attending this conference. And we're talking about a basic reformation of fatherhood, of family, in the 21st century. If you'd like to be a part of this, I would encourage you to come down to the conference at the Denver Merchandise Mart. For more information, check out our website at check.org on the web. That's check.org. Check.org on the web for more information on the Czech Family Conference. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the Generations Radio broadcast. My name is Kevin Swanson. I'm Executive Director for Christian Home Educators of Colorado. But you can also interact with the radio program by emailing me directly at host@kevinswanson.com. And you can hear the program anytime, anywhere in the world at kevinswanson.com. This is Kevin Swanson inviting you down to the Denver Conference Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of this week, and inviting you back again next time as we lay down a vision for the next generation.
Imagine a summer camp for the whole family, a camp with some great messages that will encourage your family to live and love together the way God has laid out in His Word. Imagine a 5-day camp with some of the best nationally known speakers on the family, a 5-day camp priced from $155. That's $155 for the whole family. We have obtained the use of one of the largest campgrounds in the West for this camp. Scheduled August 21st through the 25th in Glorieta, New Mexico, your family will hear inspiring messages on relationships and loving the family from some of the familiar voices carried on the Generations Radio broadcast. And there will be plenty of time for relaxing fellowship, hiking, volleyball, softball, high ropes course, paintball, miniature golf, horseshoes, shuffleboard, frisbee golf, tennis, ping pong, paddle boats, and canoeing. We have priced this camp so it will be affordable to the largest families with the lowest income and a tough economy. To register or just check out a little more information on this camp, visit our website, renewingthefamily.com. That's renewingthefamily.com. This camp is sponsored by Reformation Church, a family-integrated church located between Colorado Springs and Denver in Castle Rock.